Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
I got a whole lot of money, y'all it for me. Bottle keep popping that water, bad jacket. Yeah, it's a party, it's a party.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Oh, sometimes it feels so good to be so wrong.
Oh, you're not kidding. This is why I do not gamble on football. Horses only.
Although I did tell you I think yesterday to take Purdue in 7.
That was one. Yeah, that was the one yesterday.
Also, whatever the spread is against Missouri for the rest of the year, take it.
I don't know. I think Vegas caught on probably by now.
But wow. I mean,
blown away. Couldn't believe how well they played. This is a different team.
Especially because there are few worse starts in the history of football. Like you cannot start worse than they started.
You just couldn't. You could not. First play, the one guy everyone in America and some people overseas knows about is Deebo Samuel. That's the one guy that cannot beat you. First play of the game.
I know.
Touchdown.
And then the next play,
turnover.
You know?
And then the next play, turnover.
Yeah.
I mean, two turnovers and a touchdown. Kentucky's defense bailed it out big time on those first two turnovers. It was like, all right. Calm down, everybody. Hold on to the ball. That was the one thing Kentucky couldn't do is turn it over.
Yeah.
First two possessions, turnover.
Also, I thought the second thing they couldn't do is run the Wildcat, and they just kept sticking with it. And then it started
to
look a little bit better. But, I mean, the high snap, that was another turnover. It was just like, oh, my gosh. Did we not do anything to plan for this game? But we have talked, you know, we talked so much this preseason about how this team had to have like a maturity level finally this year.
Yes.
And that it couldn't have been more on display than it was last night.
They didn't freak out. Like they got punched in the nose, and then they got punched in the gut, and then they got kicked in the head.
Yeah.
They're laying on the ground.
And in a stadium that's just as loud and as raucous as can be. And it just didn't faze them.
No. They quieted everyone down after that. They got off that nasty start, and then they went on a drive and just ran it right down their throats. I could not believe that Eddie Grant went back to the Wildcat.
I couldn't.
After the bad snap. I thought, well, that's the end of the Wildcat right there. And for it to be Lynn Bowden on top of that.
I know.
For Bowden to be the one.
I know.
I mean, he couldn't catch a break. Like, oh my gosh, here we go. We're going to see Bowden. Bad snap!
I know. And we're talking about a defense that did not have Jordan Jones.
Right.
I mean, we're talking about an offensive line that loses Bunchy Stallings again.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
Kyle Meadows.
Yes. Just
Nick Haynes goes the backup, and they're talking about Drake Jackson.
When I heard Drake Jackson, I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Almost everything that kind of could have gone wrong went wrong, and they still persevered. And you know, it was a fiery Mark Stoops.
Oh yeah,
after the game.
Yes, it
that,
was.
That redhead came out.
Yes, he did. Hey, let's go ahead right away. Let's go ahead and play Stoops' post game comments, Brad, because I love what he said. I mean, I just love what he said after the game.
Coach, what did you learn about your football team tonight?
Bunch of fighters, bunch of scrappers. That I knew that, though. But it was great to come in this environment and do that. Took a shot right on the chin, first play of the game. Bared down and played every snap from there. Doesn't surprise me. It was the same way a couple years ago when we were here. The place goes nuts at the beginning, and our guys were over-anxious. We settled down, played really good football.
A dagger of a run on third down by your veteran quarterback late in this game. What does he mean to your football team?
I mean, he's a winner. He's a winner. He makes plays when you have to. You know, people always pick against us. Everybody counts us out. All the people talked about for months in South Carolina, and nobody talks about our team, but that's the way we like it. And this guy just makes plays. He's a winner, and y'all probably need to be talking to him instead of me, but thank you.
How do you focus your team moving forward?
Oh, we're going. It's a grind. I mean, we got to strap it up and play Florida next week, so it's never easy, but we love it that way. We want to continue to play with a little edge, a little chip on our shoulder, and we got our work cut out for us next week, but it'll be a lot of fun.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Look, Stoops said they had an edge about them all week in practice, and it showed. And hopefully the season continues to go on down the path it's going on now, but one of the memorable moments, snapshots of this season could be that Steven Johnson sticking his tongue out. Mm. And I don't mean that, I don't feel like it's disrespectful, because I feel like we know enough about him to mm-hmm. know he's not like that kind of a kid.
Right.
But it's one of those things like, go ahead and keep doubting us.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe we should still be negative today.
Well, Vince Merrow, according to reports, walked into the post-game press conference where, the media are gathered to talk to Stoops. And he goes, thank you for picking against us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, I mean, it seems it's resonated throughout the whole team, this chip, this edge, we're still 2-0. You want to give us a hard time? Nobody says we can win this game. They dominated South Carolina.
Yeah.
They were the better team, hands down. There was no question.
You take away just that opening play, and my gosh, Kentucky just lights them on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, South Carolina could do nothing against them, and that's really seemed to irk Stoops, where he's like, it's about winning, isn't it? You guys want it to be so pretty every time. And yes, the last two games have not been pretty, and they've been against lesser competition, so it was hard to tell. In the media's defense and whatever. It was... They didn't put on a clinic against Eastern Kentucky.
No.
And South Carolina looked good against... Well, now Missouri looks like just an absolute garbage dumpster fire, but still.
And who knows what kind of season NC State will have. But just looking at it, going into it, the perspective was South Carolina was a much better football team than Kentucky. I mean, Darianoka was... Those guys did not talk about UK at all yesterday. UK was nowhere. It was all about what the win would mean for South Carolina. Nothing on what it would mean for Kentucky. Because Kentucky, it was a foregone conclusion Kentucky was going to lose. So the talk was how this is going to project South Carolina into the SEC East race. And had South Carolina won, oh my gosh, imagine the discussion now given the Florida-Tennessee game. That would be all over them. Kentucky now? Oh, they're not going to say a word.
First of all, neither Florida or Tennessee should be ranked.
No.
I just don't. I don't see it. That was a crazy finish to that game. I also want a quick mention. Deebo Samuel is out for the rest of the year with a broken leg. And I always hate that.
Yes.
I mean, I do feel for the kid.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's one of the most exciting players in the SEC, without a doubt, and college football, period. It would just be...
You just hate to see that happen for anybody.
Yeah.
You just really do.
Because he could go, in the first three rounds if he kept playing this season. I mean, it's his career, it's livelihood, all that on the line. Do hate to see that. But continuing on about how Kentucky gets no respect, you have Florida winning wildly. Their first offensive touchdown of the season.
And it was perfection. They ran the Hail Mary to perfection.
Yeah. So they have a hand up in the SEC East by having a win over Tennessee already now. And so Kentucky beats South Carolina on the road. Kentucky and Florida next week. And what's the 3:30 CBS main event game? Alabama-Vanderbilt.
Listen.
Come on.
Well,
what is Vanderbilt going to do to Alabama? Come
no,
on.
Nothing.
Right.
But I will, in Vandy's defense, they had a pretty significant win last night.
They are better.
They beat a top 20 team. I don't know how good Kansas State really is, but they beat a top 20 team. Their defense is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to beat Alabama, obviously.
Yeah.
But there's
the better matchup.
The better matchup is Kentucky-Florida, clearly.
The marquee game.
Yeah.
Is Kentucky-Florida in the SEC next Saturday. That's it. It's like Arkansas-Texas A&M, and then the Alabama-Vanderbilt game, and then Mississippi State plays Georgia?
But to me, after what happened last night, Mississippi State, Georgia is probably the game that I would have said should be 3:30, because Mississippi State might be a whole lot better than I thought they were.
I don't know if CBS can change their mind at this point. I've already seen a promo for the Alabama Vanderbilt game.
Well,
I don't know.
They just smacked LSU last night.
They did.
I mean, destroyed LSU. So to me, that's the best game, probably, Mississippi State and Georgia.
I think you're right there. Our buddy, I'm driving in here, and I was listening to, not our radio station. It was sports radio on, you know, my phone. And so it's a national sports radio update. Like, we have ESPN Sports Center updates. There was an update, and that update, right off the top, it was the voice of Neil Price, formerly the voice of the Kentucky women's basketball team and Kentucky baseball team, and currently the voice of the Mississippi State Bulldogs football team. And it's him saying, in the immortal words of Jack Crystal, wrap this one up in the red and white, you know, for Mississippi State. It was so cool to hear him. And they destroyed LSU. LSU wasn't even in the stadium. I mean, it was 37-7 after you sneezed. I mean, they were all over them. That Nick Fitzgerald is the real deal. Yeah, Mississippi State, who's better than them in the West besides Alabama? It's not
no
Auburn.
No one I've seen. Auburn had trouble with Mercer yesterday.
Exactly. It's not.
To Mark Stoops' point, which Auburn is probably still a pretty good football team, and they've got a decent quarterback, and Cameron Pedway is obviously a very good running back, but they had to ride Pettway just to beat Mercer yesterday. They had to ride him.
Yeah.
So I think to Mark Stoops' point, listen, guys, Auburn ended up winning, right? Wasn't pretty, but they ended up winning, and it's about winning. Now, we have so much to talk about with this game. We're going to have John Clay on later.
Coming up here in about, at the bottom of the hour, John Clay, he was down there, Lexington Herald leader, columnist for many years. He was down there in Columbia. He'll be up. We'll go to the phones like right after this. Let's take a break. Steven's been on the line. Steven, we'll get to you next. 381-1313 if you want to jump in here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
In 2016, after spending $10 million of my own money, we passed a constitutional amendment in Florida allowing the use of medical marijuana. Here in this state, it must be implemented by our politicians and governor. For many years, I have represented those injured by unsafe drugs. Only in the United States and New Zealand are these pill pushers allowed to advertise on TV. It's outrageous. Legal opioids are killing us and destroying our families. And all the while, medical marijuana remains a solution for pain, nausea, and anxiety. We need to urge these politicians to put compassion first. Plus, it's good for the state and its financial well-being. Visit ForThePeople.com for a complete list of bad drugs being pushed on us and hurting us all. Call us on your cell phone at pound law. That's #529. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Oh no! I broke my iPhone.
Experimat can fix it.
But how much will that cost? I'll probably have to rob a bank, hit the lottery, or hope a long-lost relative leaves me a huge sum of money.
Not at Experimat.
Experimat? What's that?
Experimat is your place for pre-owned Apple products and repair.
Repair?
Yep. iPhones, iPads, iMacs, MacBook, and Macs. You break it, Experimat repairs it. Experimat, 2380 Norman Lane, Suite 130, right next to Salsarita's. Or call 859-368-9265. Experimat. Computers, tablets, phones, buy, sell, trade, or repair.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some summer plumbing tips. Be careful what you put down your disposal after your cookout. Run cold water at full pressure for 15 seconds before and after you put anything down the disposal to flush it through, and never put instant stuffing, potato mixes, or any just add water foods down the drain. For all your plumbing needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barclay Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the
Plumbing Busters!
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
Fall golf is gorgeous at French Lick Resort. Perched on one of the highest points in Indiana, the Pete Dye Course hosted the first ever Senior LPGA Championship this summer. Ask the ladies, the views are spectacular. The venerable Donald Ross Course is looking better than ever as it celebrates its centennial. Go to FrenchLick.com and save with our Hall of Fame package. Play legendary golf at French Lick Resort this fall.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
Oh no! I broke my iPhone.
Experimat can fix it.
But how much will that cost? I'll probably have to rob a bank, hit the lottery, or hope a long-lost relative leaves me a huge sum of money.
Not at Experimat.
Experimat? What's that?
Experimat is your place for pre-owned Apple products and repair.
Repair?
Yep. iPhones, iPads, iMacs, MacBook, and Macs. You break it, Experimat repairs it. Experimat, 2380 Norman Lane, Suite 130, right next to Salsarita. Or call 859-368-9265. Experimat, computers, tablets, phones, buy, sell, trade, or repair.
Attention, potential employees. Don't forget to bring your jock and high tops to the interview. Appearances count. ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Set up a massive showdown next week with Florida, a team that the Cats have had no luck against. Not just lately, but over the years, and it's picked off by Beatty. Another big play for the junior, Derek Beatty. Two fourth down stops, and now his first pick of the year.
No doubt about it. Huge game for Derek Beatty.
Yeah.
As you heard him say, those two fourth down stops. Wow.
Two fourth down. Something you never, I feel like we don't say about Kentucky very often. They were excellent on third and fourth down defensively.
Yeah.
And excellent on third downs offensively.
I know.
I mean, when South Carolina declined that penalty, which would have made it second and 18,
yeah,
and left it at third and eight, I thought, great. Third and eight's been our wheelhouse right now.
We
can't lose on third and eight.
Yeah. I was looking through the notes trying to find, you know, something about how good UK was on third down versus years past, because...
Yeah, they were great
ever?
On third down. Yeah,
ever? I don't remember ever Kentucky being that good on third down. But it is the first time a Kentucky team has held an opponent to less than 17 points three straight times since 2008, 9 years. And that's pretty good. And UK held South Carolina to 54 rushing yards.
Yeah.
That was another first time in a long time.
Under their average. I think they were giving up 55 a game. Or 58.
58?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Below average.
Below. That's crazy.
All right, let's get to the phone. Steven is on here. 381-1313 if you want to get in here to the Dan and Mary Jo Show. Good morning, Steven.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, long time since we've heard from you.
I know. Things have been going on. It's just been, you know, life's been pretty good so far. It's especially good watching the game last night.
So were you confident heading into the game last night, or were you kind of like us thinking probably?
You know, I thought South Carolina would win, but it wasn't anything so much negative against Kentucky. I just thought, you know, it's like the offense is just so banged up, and it's like I just think South Carolina, you know, going into the game, I thought had more of a complete team at the moment. But, like, going into that fourth quarter, I had absolute confidence we had that game. And I can't say I've really experienced that much with Kentucky football over the years, you know. It's like usually, like, going into a fourth quarter with a game like that, you're all nervous and you're like, oh, man, South Carolina going to, like, you know, have some crazy comeback. But, I mean, I was just confident with this team last night. They looked good.
They did.
They looked absolutely good.
Yeah.
And yeah. It was just all three phases
of the game, too. Mm-hmm. Defense, yeah. Special teams.
Everything looked good. They looked confident. And they're not doing anything crazy or they have any crazy gimmick. It's just good, hardworking football, really. That's about the only thing you can say. I mean, Eddie Green, I thought they had a really good game plan against South Carolina. You can just tell.
We haven't talked about that yet. Eddie Green's play calling was superb. I mean,
now, I didn't think that the first 8 minutes of the game.
No, the Wildcat thing, but it became apparent quickly once he went back to it that it wasn't going away. He was going to use it at some point, but he did not drive it down your throats. He didn't run it 8 straight times like he did with JoJo, like they did, not him, mm-hmm. with JoJo Kemp. But he opened it up. He let Stephen Johnson play. He let Stephen Johnson throw the ball. They had short passes.
And run. And they had some really well-executed designed runs for him.
And well-designed routes. The calls were just such. There wasn't a wildcat to Saheem King at 3rd and 8. There was a pass in the flat to Saheem King on that play. You know, that just so much better.
You really kind of got to see his speed last night.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they trust the players, so it's really nice.
That, you know what? That's a good point. Yeah, to be able to have trust in your guys, and you can tell from the play calling.
Yeah. I mean, just, you know, that run Stephen Johnson had at the end of the game in the fourth quarter, I mean, it was a thing of beauty. I mean, it's like wide open hole, boom. You know, it's like that was ball game right there, I think.
Stephen Johnson, like, okay, so we heard in the offseason, oh, yeah, he's gotten better. What have you gotten better at? Well, turnovers. Turnovers, number one, that's fixed. That's done. He's not turning the ball over anymore. Okay, first two games, you could see that. Mm-hmm. Second thing, intermediate routes. Oh, he's throwing the ball so much better, more accurate, intermediate. First two games. So the thought was, is Stephen Johnson about what he was last year? Or did he get better in the offseason? First two games, I don't think anyone thought, wow, Stephen Johnson's gotten a lot better since last season. No one thought that. This game, did it not say to you, hey, Stephen Johnson's taken a step forward since last season?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, he's been in 3 as a starter, right?
Say what
Stephen
now?
Stephen Johnson, he's been in 3 as a starter, right?
Now I think now he's 11-4.
11-4, okay.
I think he was 10-4 coming into the game last night, right?
Yeah, like starter and when he played most of the game. Like there was a game that the kid out of from Cincinnati transfer. Remember, he started that. So, yeah.
See, that's very impressive. I mean, this is a guy, like, I trust him to be the quarterback and leader of this team, you know? There's something about him. It's like, I like just the way he looks at the field. He keeps improving every game. It's just like, he's probably, you know, he's the type of quarterback you need on a team like this right now.
Well, if you were on Twitter last night or this morning, the amount of Kentucky players that went to Twitter to say, that's my quarterback.
Yeah.
This dude's a winner. Like, that's my man. All tweeting out that picture of him with his tongue out or celebrating with the fans, whatever. Like, it seems like he's got the full buy-in of all of his teammates, too.
And that's what you want to hear, like from the teammates. That's exactly what you want to hear. That gives you confidence. Like, okay, I can trust him. It's like I'm not worried about, you know, he had a bad game. They're gonna play Drew. It's like, no, this is team. It's him going forward. You know, period, end of story.
Well, Jeff Bidette out there in Oklahoma, he tweets out, Steven Johnson is a, all caps, winner, point blank. Mm-hmm. Nicholas Haynes retweets that, quotes it, and says, period. I mean, these guys are all in about Steven Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But by them stepping up and saying that, that tells you there's still this edge there. There's still this chip there. Like, quit talking about my quarterback. He's a winner.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, this week's going to be it's going to be so big.
I know.
This week, next Saturday.
And they should still have maintained that edge because no one's going in here, and nationally, certainly no one's going to be talking about how Kentucky's probably going to beat Florida. I really don't see it.
No.
Right? They're still going – Florida's mm-hmm. still going to be the favorite, and it's still going to be the talk of the streak and mm-hmm. all this. So I don't think they're going to be getting much love, although Florida is just – it's going to be a defensive battle. It's going to be a defensive battle between those two teams because Florida does not have an offense.
No.
At
all. They have speed and talent on defense.
They sure do. So, you know, but it appears so does Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the East is up for grabs right now. I mean, it could be a very fun season, I think. And by the way, can we laugh at Louisville before I go? I mean,
it all begins with Rick Pitino coming out in Lamar Jackson's jersey.
I was legally blind for 5 hours after seeing him with that jersey. I was like, might be able to see the game. I mean,
there were some great tweets about that jersey.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Even Richard Pitino tweeted about it. Did you see that?
No, I missed it.
So his son Richard tweeted out a screenshot of dad on TV wearing that jersey and just the emoji of the guy with his hand over his face.
Wow. Like, you're embarrassing yourself,
Dad.
Your family, and the entire university. Thank you, Rick.
Rick Pitino lost it. I'm just going to leave that. I mean, he lost it. He's a man who's truly losing it.
Worse than his all-white suit.
Oh, Lord. I don't know. That was pretty bad yesterday.
And then they go out there, and Clemson makes Lamar Jackson look like not the Heisman winner. I mean, Clemson.
And the defense of Louisville made Kelly Bryant look like the next Deshaun Watson.
Right. Yeah.
They're not a horrible team by any stretch of imagination. They're just not elite. That's going to be the thing I think that's going to bug Louisville fans. It's like, you're a very good team, but you're just not elite. Yeah. You know,
take Lamar Jackson off that team.
Oh, Lord.
And I think they're mediocre.
Yeah, they're 7-5 without him, easy.
Yeah, I think so too.
And now you don't look at that Louisville game and go, well, so many people I've heard have just conceded that Kentucky's going to lose to Louisville. That game is here. I never concede a rivalry game.
And like, we beat them last year there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We never concede. Especially since Mark Stoops has gotten here, UK has played Louisville tight every single time. And finally,
should have won the year before. Yeah. Marcus McClinton hadn't. Not Marcus McWilson.
You're right.
Not Marcus McClinton.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he believes.
Yeah, I don't get that from Louisville fans. It's like, you know, we beat them last year, and it's like, why are you guys thinking this is like a, you know, y'all are going to win easily? It's like, you know, like you said, Mary Jo, we played them very well the last few years. I don't know what sign they're looking at that's saying this will be a cakewalk for them. I just, you know, it'll be, they come, when we play them, it'll be a very competitive game at the very least.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least have confidence in that.
Yeah, for sure. But first, Florida.
Yeah.
Yo.
Hey, thank you, Steven. We got to get to a break. We got John Clay coming up next here. Louisville look bad. Kentucky look good. We'll talk to John about
it. Once again, that's why I do not bet. I had zero confidence in Kentucky yesterday, and I thought Louisville could beat Clemson. And Kentucky was clearly the better team, and so was Clemson. We were right about Purdue, though.
Yeah.
Jeff Brohm's going to be the next coach at Notre Dame. It's happening. Might be tomorrow. They might fire Brian Kelly and do like, hey, Purdue, look, I know you think you got a good one, but you're still Purdue, you know? We have the Notre Dame job. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, Purdue? We'll give you some money. I mean, you could have some tickets to our games, but we have to have Jeff Brohm. John Clay, next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Play, 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 and the haters gonna hate, hate, hate.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Dan, everyone knows courtesy is the best place to buy a car.
That's right. It's also the best place to sell your car. We want to buy your vehicle, no matter what make, model, or condition. Just bring the car to courtesy. It will beat any written offer by $300.
Selling your car courtesy is easy. Bring us your car, we'll appraise it, make you an offer, and cut you a check. Right on the spot.
Turn your car into cash at courtesy.
Visit us on Nicholsville Road next to the Fayette Mall or courtesyonwheels.com, and that's what we like to call...
Sweet.
This is our point of view. Don't just build an SUV. Build the SUV you want to drive. Build the new 2017 Acura MDX. Give it room for up to 7 passengers. An integrated dynamic system with 3 unique drive modes. And safety features that see what you might miss. Standard. The new 2017 Acura MDX. Acura. Precision-crafted performance.
Lease a 2017 Acura RDX as low as $299 a month at Courtesy Acura or CourtesyAcura.com.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some tips for the summer heat. Consider using an interior fan along with your window air conditioner to spread the cooled air through your home without greatly increasing your power use. Avoid placing appliances that give off heat, such as lamps or TVs, near thermostats. If you need a reputable company for any air conditioning needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. The
Heat Busters!
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter.
A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some summer plumbing tips. Be careful what you put down your disposal after your cookout. Run cold water at full pressure for 15 seconds before and after you put anything down the disposal to flush it through, and never put instant stuffing, potato mixes, or any just-add-water foods down the drain. For all your plumbing needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the
Plumbing Busters!
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
Ride rough, ride tough, MLS Power Sports, got the ride you're looking for.
The Arctic Cat factory authorized clearance event is going on now at MLS Power Sports, and it's bigger than ever with rebates up to $3,500 and financing as low as 3.9% on brand new Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Don't miss out on your next ride and hurry into MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Offer valid for participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride victoriously. Ride rough, ride tough, MLS Power Sports, got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Yeah, ride victoriously.
Fall golf is gorgeous at French Lick Resort. Perched on one of the highest points in Indiana, the Pete Dye Course hosted the first ever Senior LPGA Championship this summer. Ask the ladies, the views are spectacular. The venerable Donald Ross Course is looking better than ever as it celebrates its centennial. Go to FrenchLick.com and save with our Hall of Fame package. Play legendary golf at French Lick Resort this fall.
You don't have to wear a cup to work here, but trust me, it's a good idea.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
WLXG Lexington.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I hate it that...
This is definitely John Clay's walk-up music.
I hate it. You know, it's so sad that Deebo Samuel got hurt, but it also, selfishly, horribly for me to say this, that, well, it eliminates any opportunity to do Deebo jokes because you're just a jerk because the poor kid got hurt. But there were so many, you know, good things that you could have used on that. Strange thing, his mother was like tweeting that it wasn't broken and he was going to be out 5 to 6 weeks. Muschamp, in his post game, says his season is over. So that's something maybe to be determined tomorrow. We'll have to see. What we do know is that Mark Stoops and his guys, fiery.
Fiery.
From the get-go. Because he said he had never seen this before. All the years that Mark Stoops has been coaching, he had never gone to midfield and the captains not shake hands. And he was like, that kind of gave us an edge right away. They tried to have a little edge about them, but that only lasts for a while, he said. We welcome in John Clay from the Lexington Herald Leader. He was down there in Columbia last night, heard everything that Mark Stoops had to say, took in the game. John, good morning. Thanks for taking time for us.
Good morning. And if I was there in studio with you, I would be sure and shake both of your off hands. Start this off. I'm not going to start anything. After last night, I'll be sure and shake hands.
Listen, I you know, your column today, or your column real quick after the game was, you know, your three takeaways. And your first one was the same takeaway I had. The maturity level of this group was really on display last night after taking it on the chin, in the gut, and as Dan said, and then a kick to the head to start the game out. You couldn't have started the game any worse, and yet they were still only down 6-0, and they absolutely weathered that storm and never looked rattled.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And that was a big focus during training camp. Mark talked about it a lot. He said he thought he had a more mature team, that they needed to be a more mature team, especially the way Kentucky started out the season, you know, last year. But yeah, last night, everything that could go wrong pretty much went wrong right off the bat. They gave up a 68-yard touchdown to Deebo Samuel on the first play from scrimmage. Then Steven Johnson, who had not turned the ball over, throws his first interception. Next series, they have another bad snap that turns into a fumble, and they lose the ball. When really the turnover margin, not turning the ball over and getting turnovers from the other team, it helped them win the first two games. But yeah, you're right. After all that, the defense held in there. It was 6-0, and Kentucky ends up scoring and leads at the end of the first quarter 7-6. And that kind of set the tone all night. The defense stopped South Carolina, and the offense was able to move the ball. They had long drives. They had one drive that was, over 6 minutes, another drive over 5 minutes. They had a field goal drive that I think was over 4 minutes. They won time of possession by something like 37-23. Yeah, it was just a very, you know, Steven Johnson, as he has been since he got here, he was very cool-headed. He shook off the interception like there was no problem. Had that 54-yard scramble that that cemented the game, cemented the win towards the end of the game. Yeah, I just thought, you know, they were very fiery after the game, and I'm sure they were fiery during the game, but they didn't, you know, let it go to their heads or get away from them. They were so good on third down. We asked Eddie Green, you know, what was the deal on third down? He said, we just executed. We executed. Of course, that's coach speak, but they did. I mean, they did what they had to do to win the game, and I think they backed up what Mark said in the preseason about their maturity.
Well, this confidence level of this team has to be sky high, too. To be able to be as confident as they were with that fiery attitude and play with that and not let it get the best of them, and then to win and show that they were clearly the better team yesterday. I mean, between the two programs, Kentucky is the better program right now. There's just no doubt about it. And for them to maintain that composure and have that confidence now, it's gosh, it's going to be big, I think, this week going into Florida.
Yeah, I mean, we all said that this was a huge game going into the game. I mean, in the SEC, I mean, Kentucky had beaten South Carolina 3 in a row. But to get a road win on to extend that out to 4 and get a road win against the division opponent. Plus, if you go back to July at the SEC football media days back in Birmingham, there was a lot of talk down there about which program. Kentucky and South Carolina both seemed to be on the uptick. They both finished strong last year. Which of the two programs? And there was kind of feeling, you know, it's not going to be both. It's going to be one or the other.
Yeah.
It's going to, you know, take that next step and maybe contend for the SEC East title. And South Carolina was 2-0 coming in. You know, I thought the handshake thing, I mean, obviously, they were trying to intimidate Kentucky, but I thought that was stupid. That was just this thing that gave Kentucky more ammunition. And right. They already had ammunition, you know, I guess between the SEC game day and ESPN College game day. I think they had like 8 experts pick the game, and Kirk Herbstreit was the only one who picked Kentucky.
Yeah.
Kirk loves Mark Stoops.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's why.
He was pushing Mark for the job before Mark got the job. You know, and then here in the local paper in Columbia, the two people who picked them there and wrote little things. I mean, it was basically, they were basically kind of dismissive of Kentucky.
Yeah.
Like, of course, South Carolina will win because South Carolina, you know, they will get back to when they were dominating Kentucky. So I think that just served to fire Kentucky up even more. But to actually, yeah, you're right, Dan, to actually go through with it and back up, you know, you felt like you were the better team, but to back that up on the field and win the game the way they did, yeah, it has to give them a lot of confidence. You know, another thing, too, I mean, they've won 4 out of their last 5 true road games if you throw out the bowl game against Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
You know, when Mark Stoops started 1-14 on the road, his team's now won 4 of its last 5 on the road. And that's, you know, that's big whenever you can win on the road, especially for a program that went so long not being able to win road games.
And we're talking about a team that did not have Jordan Jones, team whose offensive line was, you know, shifted around 3 or 4 different times just during the game last night because of injuries and all of that. So, they overcame quite a bit. But what I'm interested, Mark, or I'm sorry, John, is to ask you, does Mark Stoops' personality has seemed to really translate to this team now? Do you feel like they've kind of taken on Stoops' mentality? Because, you know, he's sometimes got to be held back from going onto the field and all of that stuff. And that was kind of a joke in the preseason because coaches can't do that anymore. But I feel like this group has really kind of taken on his mentality.
Yeah, we were joking, if you're going to be Mark Stoops' get back coach this year, you know, you're probably going to have shoulder surgery at the end of the year because he's going to yank your shoulder out of socket going out on the field. But yeah, the old cliche about a team takes on the personality of its coach, I think that's definitely the case. Mark Stoops is from Youngstown. He's a street fighter. There's nothing that he loves better than a street fight. He was so fired up after the game. Vince Merrill stuck his head in the press conference where we're waiting for Mark to come in and yelled, "You guys keep picking us to lose." And you could hear Stoops out there yelling and, you know, just whooping and hollering as the team was going into the locker room. I mean, you know, he loved that kind of game, even though after the game, as you mentioned, if you go back and watch the video, he was really fired up, you know. And I think he took it as disrespect that people weren't picking him to win. Of course, I will point out Las Vegas had South Carolina as a 5.5 point favorite, and Las Vegas, you know, they have all those casinos and all those tall buildings out there for a reason. They're usually right about picking those things,
right.
But sometimes they're wrong. But back to your original point, Mary Jo, yeah, I think definitely they've taken on Mark's attitude of being a street fighter. But you also make a very good point. You guys make a very good point too about the injuries, and they've been able to overcome them. And when you get down to it, all the stuff about the intimidation and, you know, having that chip on your shoulder, that's all great, but you still got to have players. And I think that's the most important thing that Mark has done in the 5 years. Mark and Vince Merrill and the other guys on the staff, they have kept accumulating good players, good class after good class. You know, as you mentioned, they had to shuffle the offensive line around again last night, but they were, I thought that was the best the offensive line has played this year. They finally got the Wildcat going the way they want it to go, picking up those big, tough yards that they need to pick up, you know. And defensively, Eli Brown steps in for Jordan Jones. You know, you wouldn't even know that Jordan wasn't out there. It didn't look like they missed a beat. Their defensive line has really improved. And I think it goes down to recruiting and player development, which Mark preaches over and over. And they just have more good players than they've had.
You're right, because it's not like Kentucky hasn't had a chip on its shoulder for the last 25 years. I mean, they always play with a chip on their shoulder and feel disrespected and all that. So that's there. That's been a constant. But now there's players and there's depth. Like you said, you know, Jordan Jones goes down and you hardly notice the difference. Now, do you want him to be able to play? Of course. I mean, he's a great, great player. But they can sustain blows like that now.
Right, which they, you know, couldn't do in the past. I mean, and not just that. I mean, they lost Paul Mosier, who is their starting offensive left tackle. You know, he and Landon Young were kind of sharing time by the end of last year, and now Landon has stepped into that spot. You know, he's now number one on the depth chart at that tackle position. They lost Dorian Baker, wide receiver, who's, you know, has been an integral part ever since he got here of the offense. You know, they lost him, if not for the season, for most of the season. You know, now Jordan. You know, there were different times last night where Nick Haynes was hurt and Bunchy Stallings was hurt. Those are your two centers. You know, talk about Debo, and obviously South Carolina losing Debo Samuel. He's a great player. Towards the end of the game hurt them, but, you know, Kentucky has had to, you know, that's what you got to do. You have to overcome injuries, and so far Kentucky has really done that.
Talking to the Lexington Herald leaders, John Clay, here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. So Steven Johnson has the great run towards the end of the game to kind of help Kentucky salt it away. Why does he stop right there? I haven't read that or heard that or seen that yet. What did you hear about that?
Well, Steven said that he knew that there was time left on, you know, the time left on the clock, and that he just thought it would be best to go down so they could run. He thought that was more important, running that time off than getting the score. He said, I could have cut across field and, you know, scored, but I thought, you know, the best thing to do was to go down and so we could run more time off the clock. I thought what he did was, watching it, I thought maybe he thought that the guy was right behind him and was going to try to strip him.
Yeah.
So he was afraid of getting stripped, so that's why he went down. But that was his explanation. Now, I think Mark Stoops would have said, go ahead and score, we'll take the points.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was his explanation.
Well, to have that even in your mind, when you're running full speed away from dudes chasing you in an SEC game on the road, to even have the headiness to consider that and do it. So,
absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we just talked about, you know, getting more good players. I mean, you got to go back to January, not this past January, but January the year before. I mean, maybe if you go back when the book is written on Mark Stoops' time at UK, it may go, you know, you may point to the time when Darren Hinshaw, Mark Stoops told Eddie Grant and Darren Hinshaw, this is after Patrick Toles left the program to go to be a graduate transfer at Boston College, and he told Eddie Grant and Darren Hinshaw, who had just arrived from Cincinnati, hey, we need another quarterback. You guys need to find another quarterback.
Yeah.
And Hinshaw was like, what? It's January. Where in the world are we going to find another quarterback? And looked at 25 junior college quarterbacks, and this is the guy that came up with Steven Johnson. And Darren Hinshaw will be the first to tell you, we loved everything about the kid. We loved, you know, when we talked to him, we liked him on film, but he had a terrible hitch in his throw. He dropped the ball too low. And the whole thing was, can we teach him to get rid of that? Can we get him to get rid of that? Which they have done. And, you know, he saved the season last year when Drew Barker went down. The way he came in and was able to cooler heads prevail. And he played so well. You know, here's a kid who played in junior college, now in the SEC, and he takes Kentucky to a bowl game. And now look at him now, 3-0 start. And same thing last night, the way he shook off that interception and the way he let him. It's not just throwing the ball, but I think he's just the leader of the offense. And he's like, as you mentioned, that he would think of that in a situation like that, and on the road in a game like that, you know, just says something about him. And, I don't think you can underestimate his value, and I don't think you can underestimate the way that Eddie Grant and Darren Shaw were able to find him, you know, back in January of 2016, what that's meant to this program.
Well, John, I want to talk real quick about Eddie Grant a little bit. And this week before the game, he had obviously jokingly said, I may never run the Wildcat again. And then when he does run it early in the game, I mean, it starts out horribly and he keeps going back to it. And I know I'm at home watching it going, oh, why?
I text you and I say,
like, why or why? I don't understand. But there has got to be something he has certainly seen in practice that when they get it right, it works. And, you know, it accounted for two touchdowns last night. And he kept sticking with it despite it blowing up in his face a couple of times. What did you make of that, and what did you see from Eddie Grant last night?
Well, I thought Eddie Grant called a great game. I thought the first half, he just had South Carolina so off balance. They were throwing so many formations and different variety of plays at him, really mixing it up well. I thought he did a great job. You know, to me, the Wildcat, you know, and I'm like you guys. I'm thinking, what are they running this again for? Because it's not working. They've stopped it. I think a couple of things for the Wildcat this year, they started out so simple in that first game against Southern Miss. They didn't run any fake jet sweeps or anything like that. I think part of that was because they didn't quite trust their personnel yet that early in the year on the first game. And also, they didn't want to show, you know, South Carolina and the SEC schools anything yet. Same thing with, they got a little more, they had a little more to it last week at Eastern Kentucky, but they didn't really show the whole package. But so I think it helped yesterday that they did more with it. I mean, Benny Snell threw a pass to a wide open Steven Johnson, who lost the ball in the lights and didn't catch it. But that could have gone for a touchdown. To me, the whole thing with the Wildcat, especially with Mark Stoops, is it's a mindset. We're going to line up. We're going to knock you off the ball. We're going to run. Our running back, who always leans forward, is going to get those tough yards. You know, he's not going to break it for 50 yards, but if it's third and two, we're going to get three. If it's third and one, we're going to get two. And it all comes down to a mindset. We're going to line up. We're going to out-tough you and get these tough yards. And Mark has wanted to instill that attitude when he got here. Even when he had Neil Brown, who was an air raid guy, as his offensive coordinator, even when he had Shannon Dawson, who was also an air raid guy as an offensive coordinator. So to me, it's more about, you know, it's more about a mindset. We're going to prove that we can do this. And last night they proved they could do that. And, you know, the other thing about the Wildcat leads me back to the old days of the wishbone and the triple option, and you would hear coaches say, okay, you know, think back to Oklahoma when they went under Barry Switzer and they had those great triple option teams. You know, they might run the fullback dive for 2 yards. They might run another play for 3 yards. They might have three or four plays like that. And all of a sudden, they bust the 50-yarder.
Yeah.
So I think, that, you know, they're running the Wildcat also to set up another play where they're going to bust a long one. So, but to me, I think it goes back more to mindset. And, Eddie, we asked Eddie last night, I guess you are a Wildcat team. And Eddie said, we got a chance. That's all he said.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, just chipping away at something. You just keep chipping and chipping and chipping. And then by the fourth quarter, you know, that defense is a little worn down a little more because you just kept hitting him and hitting him. And Benny Snell could not be a better battering ram for Kentucky.
Well, and Will Muschamp said they whipped us up front.
Yeah.
They just whipped us all night on both sides.
Yeah. But Benny Snell.
That's music to Mark's ear. Yeah, Benny Snell. You know, he said earlier in the week his ribs were finger licking good. So we asked him about his bruised ribs from last week. So 32 carries, another 100-yard game, and you know you're exactly right, Dan. That pounding has an effect by the time you get to the fourth quarter. The other thing it does is it keeps the defense off the field. Yeah. I mean, I don't think you can underestimate that, the way the defense. I just looked it up before I came on with you guys. They're number three nationally in rush defense after three games. Last year, they finished 110th in run defense.
That's amazing.
So, and keeping the defense fresh and keeping them off the field, you know, has a lot to do with that. And you have to go back to Benny Snell and what he's able to do. You know, has a lot to do with that, too. Because the thing, too, I wondered about Benny this year was that, you know, okay, now SEC defensive coordinators have had all whole summer to look at him on film. Last year they hadn't seen him, especially when the season started. Now they've had a whole year. You know, they're going to scheme for him. You know, they're going to focus on him. Is he gonna, he doesn't have Boone Williams in the backfield. Is he going to be able to do what he did last year? And he got off to a little bit of a slow start, but he got the 100 yards last year. Last week he got 100 yards last night, so... Yeah, I mean, the big thing about him, he's just always running forward. He's just got that forward wing. He doesn't do any dancing. It's just straight ahead, and he's going to try and run you over. And, that was big last night. You know, his average per carry wasn't great, but you're exactly right. Just the toll he took on the defense kind of has a cumulative effect.
One more pat on the back before we let you go. The receivers maybe had their best game in – I don't know. I mean, I can't remember when they've played this well as a unit.
Yeah, I mean, C.J. Conrad's having a big year already. They've done a great job, I think, of incorporating him into the offense. That guy, in my opinion, is going to play in the NFL one day. But, you know, kind of under, you know, thinking about it this morning, kind of underappreciated was the juice, Garrett Johnson.
Yeah.
When they were on that run of where they make converted five straight third downs there in the first half, where they kind of took control of the game there in the first half, there were a couple of plays where Johnson caught the ball short of the sticks on third down and made the first down. Fought, made a great move to avoid a tackler and got a first down. And the other one, he just fought for a first down.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talk about that maturity and the leadership. He's definitely a guy. I mean, he's a senior receiver. He's been here since the start of Stoops. You know, he. But those were big. Yeah, and I think the receivers, they're coming on. Richardson had a couple. A couple of big grabs. One I can think of in particular. You mentioned. You know, they lost They lost Jeff Badata, who went to Oklahoma. They lost Dorian Baker in the preseason, but they've had guys who have stepped up. And we got to see a little bit of Lynn Bowden last night in the Wildcat. I think we're going to see more and more of him as the year goes on, especially as a receiver. You know, he played quarterback in high school, so he's learning the position. But, when you go back and look at it, those plays by Garrett Johnson last night were big.
Absolutely. Well, John, thank you so much for cutting a little time out this morning for us. We really planned to have you for one segment, and we've basically had you for a half hour. So, really appreciate it.
I kept rambling.
No. We just so much good football to talk, and love talking about it with you. So, thanks again.
Well, that's great. It should be great going into this Saturday against Florida.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
No doubt. Well, thanks, John, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
All right, John Clay there from the Lexington Herald Leader. Back with more here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show
on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Looking for healthy, homemade food in a humble, hospitable environment? Look no further than Skewers in Lexington. Delicious, authentic Mediterranean menu items including salads, soups, falafels, kebabs, baba ganoush, baklava, and many more. We also feature combo trays of locally purchased meats and produce, and we cater party orders. Visit us at 130 West Tiverton Way or order online at www.skewerslexington.com or by phone and have any of our delicious food delivered straight to you. Skewers, the only authentic Mediterranean food in this area.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you, and the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
If you close your eyes, you can almost smell the deep heating medicated ointment.
Woo!
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLXG Lexington. An LM Communications broadcasting station.
I'm Christine Lisi. Right now, the Vikings consider quarterback Sam Bradford a game-time decision against the Steelers today because of an injured left knee. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports the team plans to work out Bradford pregame and then make a call on whether he'll be able to go. Vikings optimistic that Xavier Rhodes and Anthony Barr will be able to play. Pittsburgh and Minnesota, noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. Dolphins receiver Jarvis Landry expected to play. Also expected to play, Bears running back Jordan Howard, Cowboys receiver Terrence Williams, Jags corner Jalen Ramsey. Seahawks corner Richard Sherman expected to be able to play against the 49ers. That game at 4 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Golden Boy Promotions' Oscar De La Hoya said he would exercise Canelo Alvarez rematch clause for another fight with Triple G, but another member of Alvarez's camp later clarified they'll talk about it, no decision made yet. Judges ruled last night's fight between Alvarez and Triple G a split draw, and that didn't sit well with ESPN's Teddy Atlas.
Boxing doesn't honor the things that should be honored. It honors money, control, power, and there's only certain power brokers in boxing, certain promoters, and they have the power. They have control who the judges agree, who the judges aren't going to be. So who the judges know if they want to work, who they have to vote for. And Las Vegas, where the money's going to come back there for a rematch.
Baseball, Astros today clinched the AL West with a win or a loss by the Angels. Kyle Busch has the pole for today's race at Chicagoland Speedway as he opens his bid up for a second NASCAR Cup championship. Martin Truex Jr. has the number three spot. He starts the playoffs as the top seed.
The number three Clemson Tigers left Kentucky with a win over Lamar Jackson and number 14 Louisville. Full college football reaction when Booger McFarland joins Mike and Mike Monday starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some summer plumbing tips. Be careful what you put down your disposal after your cookout. Run cold water at full pressure for 15 seconds before and after you put anything down the disposal to flush it through, and never put instant stuffing, potato mixes, or any just-add-water foods down the drain. For all your plumbing needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the
Plumbing Busters!
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites. I've got a terrible stain on my best dress shirt. I was going to wear it on my business trip.
Don't worry. Just take it to Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. They'll get that stain right out.
There's not enough time for that. I leave for my trip in 2 days.
That's still no problem. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in same-day dress shirt service. If you drop your shirts off by 9 a.m., they'll have them ready for you the same day.
Wow. Say, I've got a pair of dress pants that are too long. Do you think they could take care of that too?
Absolutely. Emperor's Cleaners provides top-notch alteration services.
Well, I guess I better get over there and get this stuff dropped off. Thanks.
You'll be in good hands. Emperor's Cleaners will give your clothes a royal treatment. Visit Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road to keep your clothing looking sharp and stylish. You'll stay dressed to the nines with our royal treatment at Emperor's Cleaners.
Emperor's Cleaners in the Idle Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. Give your clothes the royal treatment.
At Paris Animal Welfare Society, located in Bourbon County, we fight every day to help give the stray and abandoned animals of Central Kentucky a second chance at a wonderful life. Of course, we don't do this work alone. Paws relies on a team of volunteers and animal fosters who are passionate about ensuring that each animal finds their perfect forever family. If you live in the Lexington Paris area and love animals like we do, we want you to join us in our life-saving work. Sign up today to become an animal foster or volunteer by visiting our website at www.pawspets.org. That's PAWSpets.org.
Fall golf is gorgeous at French Lick Resort. Perched on one of the highest points in Indiana, the Pete Dye Course hosted the first ever senior LPGA championship this summer. Ask the ladies, the views are spectacular. The venerable Donald Ross Course is looking better than ever as it celebrates its centennial. Go to FrenchLick.com and save with our Hall of Fame package. Play legendary golf at French Lick Resort this fall.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at @DReefer or at @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Time shakes, found you at the water.
Well, so, you know, we just heard the SportsCenter update, and they let Teddy Atlas talk, which is never a good idea.
No, I didn't. It took me a minute to figure out how the fight ended.
What he was saying.
I didn't understand what
had happened in the fight. The way they presented it and everything, it took us hearing him go, Vegas is all about money, and the judges are just... I'm like, get the peanut butter out of your mouth and say, you know. So then I go to ESPN's website, And the front page is a shot of Canelo Triple G. You scroll down, and front and center, the big video box, is a picture of Stephen A. Smith holding the microphone with a little baffled look on his face. And he's in the video monitor, and Teddy Atlas is in the studio facing Stephen A. Now, what about that says, the only thing I can think of is if I'm looking for a little laugh. Just, I guess, a little entertainment.
Right, because you said I can't imagine how horrible this is to listen to. Right. Now, we're talking about ESPN, and we're talking about it's an NFL Sunday, week two, right? So yeah. The NFL season is still brand new, and that's the biggest thing in the world, right?
Yeah.
Second, or, you know, topped only by college football, which was awesome yesterday. You know, you had Texas USC in double overtime. You had some giant upsets, right? You had Mississippi State blowing up LSU. You had a bunch of stuff. And a fight that was a draw.
ESPN.
But they've sold out to boxing a little bit, right? Because now they're airing it. But goodness gracious, like
get this right. Let's just hear it. It says Stephen A. and Teddy go toe to toe in a verbal dispute. If nothing else, this is going to be entertaining. But I can't stand listening to Stephen A. Smith. And Teddy, it is so predictable. And Teddy Atlas drives me crazy too. But ESPN has definitely jumped in bed with boxing. They had that fight in Australia with Pacquiao. Yeah. And clearly, it was set up for the kid from Australia to win so that they could have the potential for a rematch and make more money. Because as soon as the fight was over, the moment after, they're asking Pacquiao, would you do a rematch? Oh, yeah, rematch for sure. Yeah, absolutely. The other kid who won, the kid who won, he's got everything to lose to fight Pacquiao again. And he just won a title. He wasn't supposed to, nothing. Immediately, he's like, absolutely, we would be interested in it. Yeah, we would love to have him come back down here to Australia and have this event again. And, you know. So, after the money that was made on Mayweather-McGregor, which was astronomical figures, they put this fight on. And ESPN, right, leading off, after all the great drama in college football yesterday, and with all the drama to come in the NFL today.
Which is really what Sports America cares about.
Yes.
Are those two things.
So do you have this nonsense ready? All right, let's just do it, just for the heck of it.
Corruption in boxing. Follow the money.
Wherever there's big money, there's room for corruption. We understand that.
There's corruption, but there's an oversight.
There's an oversight, and there's consequences. Calm down. Hold on, Teddy. There's always been, yes, you have oversight. The fact of the matter is, with this judge, you eliminate this person. You make
but
sure Judge
Berg, the official Berg, is not around. She'll be working again. She will be working again. We should forget about the robbery because it was a good fight. What if it wasn't a good fight?
No, you don't forget about it.
This
is what we expected, right?
I want to go to history. I want to go to history.
When you saw
there always corruption! There always corruption! There always corruption! Stay away from corruption!
There was oversight! There is oversight!
Turn that garbage off! Unbelievable madness! Teddy Atlas is going to have a stroke on air. It's going to happen.
And that's what they're hoping for.
Yeah.
Like, that's the end game.
They want blood. Yeah.
That is the end game for all of these shows now. Like,
yeah. They want to see
Jim
Everett get up and cross the table and choke Jim Rome. That's what they want.
Do you follow...
Don't call me Chris again.
Richard Deitch. I don't know how you pronounce it.
New York Times media...
He's like the media critic, right?
Right.
Well, he absolutely loathes Skip Bayless.
I love seeing those tweets.
And the undefeated. And every week,
he
puts something out about what show had, like...
Right.
Thousands and thousands and thousands more viewers than Skip Bayless. And it's like,
well, Skip Bayless,
the Doc McStuffins rerun had had 1.2 million. The Undefeated had 45,000 viewers.
Right. Yeah, he'll take a quote from Skip Bayless, something ridiculous and stupid, and he'll say, at the same time that The Undisputed aired, Menudo on ABC drew 1.2 million viewers.
And it's always, like, infinitely more than what's watching The Undefeated.
Yeah.
And how much money they spent to get Skip Bayless to to go over there. And that's what Fox Sports has now become, because Clay Travis makes...
And Cowherd has gone that way, too.
Like, I know. He's unlistenable. I liked him when he first got to ESPN and took over for Kornheiser. I actually really liked listening to him. And I can't handle it anymore.
Sometimes his points, I thought, were like a little... I don't know. Anything that was extreme from him, he at least had some good reasoning behind it.
Yes.
Like, if he made an extreme point or something that bordered on ridiculous, he would have some kind of support for it. And now he just says whatever. Now he's just trying. They are trying to. Like, he brings this guy Nick Wright on, and that guy is there specifically to have ridiculous points, to have stuff that agitates you. Because if it agitates you, then you're going to have an opinion about it. And you have an opinion about it.
And then someone's going to post the video of it.
Right. All that crap.
Yes. Yesterday, Richard Deitch retweeted someone. He said, the bubble guppies are kicking the blank daily out of the Bayless-led Undisputed.
Well, guys, there's just so much.
I'm sure that's the same target audience, right?
Yeah, Bubble Guppies and Skip Bayless. Well, IQ level, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, the people that... There's so much good stuff going on, though. The college football season yesterday. I mean, that Tennessee-Florida game.
I couldn't believe it.
It was a rock fight for the first half. And you're like, oh, my gosh. Just how bad...
This is bad football. Yeah. This is bad football. Neither one of these teams should be ranked. This is crazy. And that, like, all last year, I mean, Tennessee, legitimately, if not for a couple of plays, might have been in the 14 playoff. They just lost every game.
Right.
In the first three quarters. And then they'd have these massive fourth quarter comebacks. Right? And so it's like they only play one quarter. And that happened again yesterday.
Yeah. This is again and again and again and again. I mean, it just keeps happening to Tennessee. It's no longer a freak thing. It's a trend. Something is going on to make this happen to them. So then, you know, the interception for a touchdown for Florida. Mm-hmm. But then Tennessee answers in the blink of an eye. And then Florida answers right back. And then, I swear, Derek Terry from the Cat's Paws tweeted out something like back when it was clear that Florida was going to win. You know, it seemed that way. Like, he said, watch, Tennessee's going to come back and win this game. Sure enough, I mean, the kid from Florida is going into the end zone, and he punches the ball out for a touchback, and Tennessee scores, and bang, madness. That's a Tennessee thing. And then they somehow, they get the turnover and got the ball and able to, they could have won it, and so I think all of us think, well, here we go, overtime. And then the defense is in man-to-man. You have one play left.
And you know it's a Hail Mary.
It has to be a 60-yard throw. There's no setting up for a field goal. This is the last play, Hail Mary, last chance, and you're in man-to-man.
I know. I couldn't believe it.
I mean, if I was the athletic director watching that, I would be like, Butch, come here. Now, was there a miscommunication? Were we supposed to be in man-to-man? I just would like to know, is that what you guys wanted to do, is man-to-man? And Butch goes, yeah, well, we thought, you're fired. Shut up. I don't want to hear anymore. I just needed to know that it wasn't a miscommunication, like some kid didn't accidentally tell the middle linebacker to call that defense. I just needed to know that you thought man-to-man was the best decision right there. Because clearly you're not a good head coach.
And another athletic director spoke out yesterday, three games into the season, a week after giving his head coach an extension, which is Nebraska's. Mm-hmm. Athletic director. They gave him an extension, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago. Then they lost at home to a MAC team yesterday.
Northern Illinois, right?
For the first time ever.
Yeah.
Right? I only care because...
Tommy Frazier's not walking through that door.
No. Because I absolutely despise Nebraska. I'm a Big 8 girl at heart. That's when I started with Mizzou and all that stuff. Yeah. And, they're irrelevant.
And what did they do? They fire?
Well, no.
What did the AD say?
Just that he understands that there's frustration and he's really frustrated too and they need to get stuff fixed or whatever. But, you know, if an AD comes out and says that publicly, that what's going, you know, they fired Bo Pelini because he was just a complete train wreck. But he always won 9 or 10 games. But he was just a jerk, right?
Yeah.
So then they just went out and hired someone basically who was just a super nice dude. But he'd never had more than like one winning season ever, but he's so sweet.
Yeah, that
that doesn't work.
Nice guys finish last.
Yeah.
And then it just makes it harder to, you know, face the facts. Like, gosh, you're such a nice guy. I hate to do this to you. But our football team sucks.
Yeah.
You've got to go. You'll land on your feet, though. You're a nice guy. Good luck. I mean, it's pretty clear in football, the way it's become, I mean, winning at all costs, is I would think the majority of the fan bases out there. Like, why wouldn't you want Bo Pelini? Because he, I don't know, he said something you didn't like. Did he win? Yeah. So, same thing with Louisville and Petrino. I mean, you take that guy back? Oh, yeah, we take him back. Yeah, for sure. But what about this, that, and the other? Orange Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Kentucky, though, I mean, we're classier than that here. I mean, we wouldn't put up that garbage. I mean, Mitch Barnhart's on a different level. Not here. Right?
Petrino barely has a winning record since switching to transitions lenses. And I'm wondering if there's something to that.
Oh, it was a great one. I mean, it's 2 days in a row. The Zingers tighter than a Petrino or a Louisville jersey on Rick Petrino. Because I haven't even gotten a chance to use that one yet. I've been waiting for the right opportunity. Oh, baby. All right, we got to take a break. 381-1313 if you want to get in here. On the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
See, very intrigued by the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
What kind of state are we in? Like, I just want to ask a very simple question. Who am I hosting Highly Questionable with?
The only guy available.
Okay, so you.
Me.
Okay.
So happy. Okay. The next 3 days, baby.
All right, so Stu Gatz is Highly Questionable.
The Dan Le Batard Show, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Oh no! I broke my iPhone.
Experimat can fix it.
But how much will that cost? I'll probably have to rob a bank, hit the lottery, or hope a long-lost relative leaves me a huge sum of money.
Not at Experimat.
Experimat? What's that?
Experimat is your place for pre-owned Apple products and repair.
Repair?
Yep. iPhones, iPads, iMacs, MacBook, and Macs. You break it, Experimat repairs it. Experimat, 2380 Norman Lane, Suite 130, right next to Salsarita's. Or call 859-368-9265. Experimat, computers, tablets, phones, buy, sell, trade, or repair.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some summer plumbing tips. Be careful what you put down your disposal after your cookout. Run cold water at full pressure for 15 seconds before and after you put anything down the disposal to flush it through, and never put instant stuffing, potato mixes, or any just add water foods down the drain. For all your plumbing needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the
Plumbing Busters!
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission.
Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
Arctic Cat factory authorized clearance events is going on now at MLS Power Sports, and it's bigger than ever with rebates up to $3,500 and financing as low as 3.9% on brand new Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Don't miss out on your next ride and hurry into MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Offer valid for participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Major key alert, don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested, so pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
The only station in America where the employees need to tape up their ankles.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I know that's feel good stuff, and I hate to bring us down, but I feel like we have to talk about this woman who went down to South Carolina, and they're having a good time.
Oh, my gosh.
And out in Columbia, and a stray bullet catches her in the cheek, shatters her cheekbone, exits through the back of the head, through the neck.
Can you imagine?
Her friend is standing there next to her. They hear some pops or whatever. He says they think it's a joke. They didn't realize it. Next thing he knows, she's on the ground, blood everywhere.
Can you imagine going to a game to go tailgate? You get there the night before because that's what you have to do. And that ends up happening to you. I just can't imagine.
Well, and then they rush. Her friend is standing there. They rush her to the hospital. He says he was kind of so frantic that they didn't let him get in the ambulance because he's not related to her either. But that seems to be the friend that's there with her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he didn't even know where she's going. And so I just can't wrap my head around that. All of a sudden, you're all by yourself, shot in the head, and the person you went down there with doesn't even know where you are now.
Yeah. So several people were injured in this drive-by shooting. 8 people injured. Her name is Denise Massey.
Yes.
And you know, she's in critical condition at the hospital. Mitch Barnhart went to go pay her a visit.
Mitch and his wife, Connie, Saturday afternoon, went to the hospital to visit her, yes. And said he and his wife said a prayer with us. He said Coach Stoops and the players, the whole community, UK community, upset about this.
The University of South Carolina's president has offered to pay for hotel rooms for her family.
Well, that's very nice.
Yeah.
That's very nice of them to do. Because you don't have to do that. You don't have to, you know, you can always just say, well, our thoughts and prayers. You know, you put out a statement
absolutely.
Or something like that. So an action of saying, look, you came down here to watch this football game, visiting our town, and we can't believe this happened to you. Whatever we can do, we'll pay for hotel rooms. I mean, that's a very... very classy thing of South Carolina to do. I mean, South Carolina University president's doing that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So
that's impressive to me. It's just so sad. But it apparently, a news release by the Columbia Police Department, charges were filed against 28-year-old John Bates, 26-year-old Jarvis Tucker, 28-year-old Kavias Galman, and 22-year-old Malik Houseal.
At least they've made, you know, made arrests.
Seven counts of attempted murder.
That is insane. I just can't even imagine. Whew. And now now she's in a hospital four states away, you know what I mean? And your family's got to get there.
They got down there and checked into a hotel at 9:15 Friday night. So they probably worked on Friday. I'm imagining this situation. Whatever, but they got into town after whatever they had to do on Friday. And what do you want to do? You want to go, downtown. They go to Pearl's Oyster Bar. Went to the Vista neighborhood and met the nicest people, he said, the friend that went down there. Talking about politics and football and having a good time. I can't imagine talking about politics was a good time, but football part, anyway. He said it was a nice place. You could have brought your kids there. Walking outside to return to the hotel, he took a photo of Massey sitting on a bench, and 2 minutes later, the drive-by.
Oh. That just shakes me.
I know. What if you think about that? Okay, you're here in Lexington, and you're down over at the Rosebud or Cheapside or the Pavilion area, whatever. You're downtown enjoying Lexington, and then all of a sudden, pop, 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 and the person next to you is lying on the ground covered in blood. And you're from Georgia visiting to see the UK-Georgia game. Oh, my gosh. So horrible. Just so horrible. Florida fans will be here Saturday visiting Kentucky for that game.
It's 7. It was either going to be 7 o'clock or 7:30. That has been determined. It's now 7:30. It'll be on the SEC Network.
SEC Network again. Back to the SEC Network. Stoops said... He said something to the effect of, look, guys, go ahead and, said winning three on the road. But this goes back to that chip on their shoulder. And this goes to the point of how in the world is Alabama Vanderbilt the 3:30 game and not Kentucky Florida?
Or how are they not even on main ESPN at 7:30?
Right. It's the SEC Network. So Stoops has asked, what about winning three in a row? And he's like, yeah, it means you guys can't talk about that. Find something else. But keep on being negative, all right? Jokingly. And he goes, no, not you guys. But we want the team to keep having an edge. We're going to be underdogs next week. We're going to be underdogs a lot of times. We just have to keep that mentality and stay focused. So maybe it's good. Maybe Stoops can go in and say, look, they don't even think we're good enough to play at the premier game of the league. The league's top game this week is Vanderbilt in Alabama. We're back on the SEC Network again. So that chip on their shoulder thing, it's going to be there because the line will come out today. The odds will be released this afternoon, and Kentucky will be an underdog. What do you think? How many points?
3.5.
I like that. I think between 2.5 and 3.5. It's just going to depend on what they decide to do there. But, yeah, 2.5.
It's not going to be overwhelming because it's at
Kentucky. Kentucky gets 3 points just for being at home.
And Florida just does offensively, they don't have much.
No.
Right? So, and they haven't been impressive or dominant in any of their games.
When they announce, when Jim McElwain announces tomorrow at his press conference that all 10 players are no longer suspended and are ready to go for the Kentucky game.
Yes, of course.
The line will move more in Florida's favor a little bit.
Of course.
Yeah, those guys are playing. You know that. All right, we'll take a break. Phone lines 381-1313. Double D is next. We'll talk to him when we come back on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Plan a fun day of golf and support children in need on Friday, September 22nd at the Golf Club of the Bluegrass. It's the 35th annual Golf Scramble for Children, benefiting the Kentucky United Methodist Home for Children and Youth. For over 145 years, the Kentucky United Methodist Homes for Children and Youth have served young people as an orphanage and now offer care to children with histories of abuse, neglect, and family trauma. Play golf and support Kentucky children by providing school supplies, medical needs, clothing, food, and much more. Entry fee $80 per person and includes golf cart, green fees for 18 holes, breakfast, and lunch, courtesy of Outback Steakhouse. There'll be exciting contests, door prizes, and even a chance to win a new car. So please support Kentucky Children and register today at kyumh.org and select Nicholasville Golf from the Events tab or call 859-873-4481. That's 859-873-4481.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
Whether it's a natural disaster devastating thousands or a home fire affecting a family, the American Red Cross is there. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Kentucky Region Red Cross. Help us as we celebrate 100 years in Kentucky. Contact your local Red Cross today.
You probably don't need to wear pads and a mouth guard where you work.
Stay down!
That's too bad.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
All right, I think maybe the limit on ESPN's like last night's coverage stuff goes to 10:30, because at 10:30 they have now switched it over to NFL and fantasy stuff.
Oh, okay.
That's the front page. My boy Jordan Howard is on the front page for the Bears, but without Kyle Long making the trip, they'll lose to the Bucks.
Well, I got old Jordan Howard on my fantasy team.
Oh yeah. Yeah, first three stories are NFL fantasy football.
But said he's questionable. I guess he's playing, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've already heard it. I've already heard it announced. He's playing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why they got him on the front pages. He's like one of the top players in question that has been confirmed that he's going to play. Sam Bradford. Is still a game time decision.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see about that. All right, Double D is on the line. 381-1313 if you want to follow him. Good morning, Double D.
How are you guys doing today?
We're good. Good morning.
Good morning. I tell you what, of course, I live in a small town here, and you guys know the town I'm talking about. We were inundated this weekend with nothing but Clemson fans.
Oh, yeah?
Our local restaurants. Saturday about lunchtime, there were, I bet, 50 to 60 Clemson fans. They stayed in the area and drove to Louisville.
Wow.
They would much rather stay in the area closer to Lexington than they would Louisville.
Well,
all the fans said that. I'm serious.
Well, I
believe that.
I will say that Clemson did have a nice crowd there. And you know, it was supposed to be a blackout. And our friend Kent Taylor from Wave TV took a picture of all the Clemson fans in the crowd and said, "Orange is the new black."
Oh,
and they were.
Oh,
I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
But I want to, you know, the personal note. I want to, you know, express our thoughts and prayers to the young lady that
absolutely
befell that. That's just you know, that is just so sad. It just unfortunately shows the state of our society, but more than that, I think more so of our young people.
Yeah,
which is sad, and I'm just heartbroken for that family, and we hope she's able to pull through and make a speedy recovery.
Absolutely.
So I'll just say that.
Yeah.
On a personal note. And I am so glad I did not see Rick Pitino on that jersey.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, just go on. I don't know how you avoided it. Yeah.
That is almost borderline as bad as seeing Bruce Pearl shirtless.
Well, the whole outfit. I mean, the whole outfit. He had the jersey on. He said it is actually Lamar's game jersey. Yeah. And then he's got shorts on with it. And then he's got some kind of black shoe with no socks on it. It was bad. He's got his chicken legs out. He even makes like a muscle. And yeah. his muscle, it looks like a, he looks like a vampire.
No,
for
he,
one.
He absolutely, 100% someone pulled him out of a coffin before the game.
It was not a good look. But, I mean, yeah. You know, call Jim Harbaugh, see if he can borrow some khakis. I mean, cover them things up.
Yeah, I'm so glad that I didn't see. I've yet to recover from the Bruce Pearl incident. I still have recurring nightmares. I'm in therapy over there.
Well, Bruce at least is like a bro. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's like he's like the drunk guy at the game without a shirt on. So
I agree there.
He doesn't like stick out to me in that sense. You could have just dropped him in a student section somewhere, and I've been like, oh, yeah, that's.
Yeah.
But Pitino, it looks like.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah.
But, you
offsetting.
Know, but that defense last night, I'm telling you what.
Yeah.
I had to finally turn off the sound to Mr. Rogers. Oh. Jeez, that's like listening to, you know.
It's like professor. Listening to Jordan Rogers.
Oh, gosh. It's just, I'm giving him benefit of the doubt he's an adult because it's just awful to listen to him.
And, yeah.
You know, that's supposedly the lead team on the SEC network as far as the broadcasting crew.
Well, look. If there's an SEC team involved on ABC, though, well, that doesn't matter, actually. ESPN's team, they have a number one team, and that's, like, ESPN and ESPN2 and the SEC Network all have SEC games on at the same time on Saturday night. It's like 7:30. So there's three crews, and I think the SEC Network is crew number three. You know what I mean? In order. Like the top dog.
So does Jesse Palmer doesn't do color anymore, right? He's just in studio?
No, he's not in the studio. No.
Not?
I haven't seen him. Right now, the studio group last night was Dari Noakes is the host.
That was SEC Network, though.
Yeah. Right. I'm talking about on ESPN.
On ESPN.
I think Jesse Palmer's in studio on ESPN.
I think Booger McFarlane's in studio.
But he's ABC studio. Booger McFarlane moved out of Bristol. Yeah. He's the big guy.
Because I actually like Jesse Palmer.
Yeah, I think he does.
But Jordan Rogers, I just.
But the point is, Jordan Rogers is on. He's third string. That team is third string.
I like Matt Stinson.
Yeah, I like Cole Kubelik. Like Cole Kubelik, I thought, does a good job. He did a good job last night. Sideline reporter. Mm-hmm. He has some good insight.
Good. I love listening to his analysis. He's very good at delivering it and things like that. It's just. I don't know. I think maybe it's the fact that my niece watched The Bachelorette when Jordan Rogers was on there. And I can't get that out of my head, too. I don't know.
Or the fact I also liked it when he came up with, instead of the word glamping, tailgating. Is that what he called it?
Who called it that?
Something. I don't know.
Jordan Rogers.
Tailgating? Oh.
Or glading?
I must
he called
have gone
it glail glading
or a drink or something when he said that. It was. You know, the defense. I thought. You know, we were just getting no love at all. The only guy that I heard in the whole pregame situation at Turf Street was, of all people, Chris Dorn.
Yeah.
Giving. Mm-hmm. Kentucky some love, and not only give them love, but it really, really excited about how the defense is taking a step up.
Well, they're the third rushing defense. John Clay told us this, that this morning the stats have come out. Kentucky is the third-ranked rushing defense in the entire country after three weeks of college football.
Yeah. I mean, that's less than 60 yards a game they're giving up.
Yeah.
And
EKU's not the greatest, you know, FCS opponent, but they had a chip on their shoulder when they came here to Lexington. But everybody's knocking Southern Miss. That running back was the guy that Kentucky had trouble with last year.
Well, that running back is like the only active running back in the country with 3,000 yards rushing and 1,000 yards receiving in his career. He was top 15 running in the country last year. He's going to go to the NFL. I would imagine either he'll be drafted or he'll sign. But he is. This will be the third year in a row that he runs for over 1,000 yards. He is a proven runner.
And he's a very good runner. And they held him to nothing.
Yeah. And Kentucky held South Carolina to 2.7 yards an attempt, 54 total yards on 20 carries. And what did that do? That forced them to have to throw the ball 37 times. When you can take a team and make them one-dimensional, it's always better.
Yes.
And so far, Kentucky has made every team one-dimensional this season because of that rushing defense.
Right. And that's it. And I tell you what, everybody overlooks special teams.
Yeah.
And it was never more apparent yesterday with Tennessee missing a bunch of, missed three field goals in their loss.
Yeah.
Three field goals missed and an extra point missed by South Carolina last night.
Well, I think Will Muschamp
Ryan Suckup is not walking through that door.
Will Muschamp put his team in poor situations, too.
Yeah.
I will say.
True.
I think.
But you missed those extra points. You know, you missed those kicks. We at Kentucky are fortunate to have McGinnis.
Mm-hmm.
He's and Matt Panton now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And McGinnis is probably the most consistent place kicker we've had since Taylor Begley.
Yeah. Boy, Taylor Begley. Haven't heard that one in a while. God, I remember him in high school.
Well, County.
I do, too. That makes me feel really old.
I remember going down there and doing a story on him. He was like one of our athletes of the week or something for high school stuff. Yeah.
And I can't, you know, and I'll leave you all with this. I was at the Georgetown game yesterday. I've seen everything you can probably imagine in sports because I've been around a while. But I have never seen a punter on the depth chart now, he's the number one punter, but he's 5'8", 275 pounds.
Wow.
That was what Point University had yesterday from out of Georgia. And I just thought, that surely goodness, they are lying on their depth chart when I got it. And I looked when he was down warming up in the pregame, and I went,
I think Penn State had a big old punter last year, didn't they?
Yeah, the big guys aren't the problem. I mean, but 275 pounds at 5'8". That was what caught my eye with the 5'8".
Okay. Yeah, right. Well, you sure don't want to have him back there as a safety net when that speedy return guy gets past everybody else.
But I tell you what, the kid could move. He was very nimble and very, you know, agile. And I was like, wow, you know. And I was impressed with that.
What school was it?
Point University out of West Point, Georgia.
Georgia.
One of those new teams that made that huge conference with the football for the Mid-South Conference.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now the Sun Conference down there. And,
yeah.
But he was a pretty nice kid, too, after I actually got to talk to him as he was getting his meal in the parking lot after the game where they loaded the bus up. And he was very respectful.
He was eating a side of beef, you say?
I didn't see what he got, but I walked past him going to my car, and I said, good game, young man. He kind of looked at me and said, thank you, sir.
Yeah, because people rarely say that to the punter. They don't walk into the parking lot. Hey, good game, Ray guy.
But the thing is, you know, he was just very rarely hear a lot of these young men these days and young women say, thank you, sir, or thank you, ma'am.
Right, right.
You know, she'll, appreciate it. You know, it's something like that. I don't even know what the lingo is anymore. I'm losing track of all the lingo of the young people these days.
Right.
You know, yesterday was a very interesting day just to watch football at every level.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was so glad, though, when I heard y'all talking about the Patino thing. I was like, oh, my God, thank God I wasn't watching that game. that was the first thing that crossed my mind. And I got to call them and I got to tell them. You know, great. I don't have to go back into more therapy over that after the Bruce Burrows thing. But it was just, I want to point this out too. And I think officials call things differently, and you know, they made it a rule now where you can't pull somebody off a pile.
What, officials can't pull someone off of a
no,
pile?
No, a player can't. Logan Stenberg got it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I think Stenberg got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that got that whole thing messed up. But you have defensive players for South Carolina, they get up. Instead of getting up and rolling off the pile, they were stepping over to where some kind of contact was made with the UK player down on the ground.
Yeah.
And there was nothing called. And I thought, well, that's not borderline unsportsmanlike, like pulling another kid off of, you know, an opponent off a pile.
Yeah, to me, when it gets to a scrum, then you're going to have to kind of pay attention here and see what you should or should not call. But the pulling, once you take the step into pulling someone off the pile, then that you have to have another rule then. Because on so many tackles and stuff in that pile, there are little jabs thrown, there are little knees thrown, there's using somebody to help yourself up instead of putting your hand on the ground, you put your hand on their stomach or on their shoulder.
But I think the thing is, that's a specific rule, you cannot pull someone off the pile.
Right. Yeah.
So Logan Stenberg has to know that.
Right, yeah, he absolutely has to know that, but then you can't have a player underneath there doing something else, you know, then there's not a rule against that.
Listen, there's a lot of rules we can argue about here. One, the worst one, I think, is to take a touchdown away for celebrating or going into the end zone the wrong way. Yeah. And that is so subjective because I know Missouri had one called back this year and taken off the board because he dove into the end zone. Well, last night, maybe one of my favorite celebration things is the Clemson kid. As soon as he crossed the goal line, made a motion like he had just crossed the finish line, like in a track meet.
Yeah.
It was awesome. But, like, so who's to say that's what is diving in or high-stepping in or pretending like you just finished first in a race? Where is the line there, right? It's completely subjective.
Right.
So, you know, I think we can argue all day about that.
Right. I hope Jordan Rogers is more informed next week. Because he said Stenberg was the only offensive lineman that started from day one.
Oh, I know. When I heard that, I yelled at the TV at that moment. I remember it.
Look, one spot over to Landon Young. He's been there since Kyle Mosher, unfortunately.
That's exactly what I said. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah. You guys have a good weekend.
Hey, you too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Double D.
I will see you somewhere down the line, guys.
All right. Bye. Yeah, I would like to see the rule be that on the point after try, it's 15 yards back.
That's that makes perfect sense. Like to totally penalize a team, I mean that's making the refs part of deciding the game,
right?
Which is not their.
I don't like to see celebrations in college because the NFL does it enough. There's enough in the NFL that last Sunday I saw it on flag football at the Y League, 9-year-old. Like, celebrating and he's running a touchdown.
I get it, but Dan, these kids are 18, 19, and 20, and I know we always say that, but if they
watch... still has to be a rule,
but
though.
If they watch TV throughout all the week, what are they doing? They are hyping up this game.
Yeah, yeah.
And, Clemson, Louisville, blah, blah, you know what I mean? Like, over and over.
Yeah.
So what, the kids can't be hype when they're out there and they score? Like,
it's an emotional game.
It is. Now, the Gator Chomp, when Tennessee did that right in the camera, and they weren't even leading at that point. Like, so that's a little distasteful.
Right.
But to me, if you score a big touchdown in a big spot in a game, it's hard. Don't make a throat-slashing thing or pretend like you're shooting someone or whatever. But, like, if you jump in there and you're excited, I have no problem with that.
I don't have a problem with that. It's where you take it too far with some taunting or you have some kind of premeditated creative dance or move or, you know, something like that. It just should be, if it's just plain emotion, you know, like, or just joy, spike the ball, you know, bump chest with your teammate, that kind of thing. Or he crosses into the goal line, he raises his hand like he crossed the finish line. You know, it's no big deal. But if you're going to call something, if that's going to be the rule, you can't take points off the board. I still would like to see, you know, 15-yard penalty.
Yeah, have something enforced on the point after or the kickoff.
I just don't want college to get out of hand with touchdown celebrations the way the NFL goes. And that's because I don't want to see a 9-year-old do it at a flag football game at the Y. Come on. But I understand it.
I mean, I think that's kind of adorable because I remember when Sam got a trophy for winning their little baseball league.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got his trophy, he absolutely did the Johnny Manziel money thing with his fingers like he was rubbing dollar bills together.
Oh,
and he was
like
8 or 7. It was awesome.
My kids try to do some of that stuff, and I'm like, knock it off. I don't want to see it. I mean, we got afterward, I got in the car with him. I said, I'm going to tell you something right now. That kid, because, you know, we beat that team 8 touchdowns to 1 or something, okay? So he had no reason to be cocky about it. And it's really not his fault. Whatever, I'm not going to go into all that. I just told the boys, I said, if I ever catch you doing something like what he did, you will come and sit next to me the rest of the game. I promise you. I don't care what the coach says. I will walk onto the field, pick your butt up, and sit you next to me. Oh, I just... But you would have laughed. You liked it, huh?
Right, yeah. No, I would have totally laughed. It's adorable.
I had one of those looks on my face, like a half frown and just shaking my head. Just a, so disappointing. That was me. Meanwhile, you're over there.
I know.
Yeah, like,
did someone
get
that on video?
All right, one more break, and then we're back after this. 381-1313 if you want to get in here before we go on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I'm often asked to describe myself. It's an interesting question. For over 30 years, my fights have been against giants, insurance companies, the makers of unsafe products, tobacco and pharmaceutical companies, BP in the great oil spill, and companies who defraud consumers and their own employees. I fight the powerful for the powerless, and our results speak for themselves. We have recovered billions and billions and billions of dollars for our clients, $1.2 billion in one case alone. I risk millions of dollars of my own money in case costs fighting these wrongdoers. I spent $10 million in Florida to pass a constitutional amendment to allow sick and injured people to use medical marijuana. I would describe myself as a fighter who hates to lose. If you want a fighter, call me on your cell phone at Pound Law. That's #529. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices Lexington.
At Paris Animal Welfare Society, located in Bourbon County, we fight every day to help give the stray and abandoned animals of Central Kentucky a second chance at a wonderful life. Of course, we don't do this work alone. Paws relies on a team of volunteers and animal fosters who are passionate about ensuring that each animal finds their perfect forever family. If you live in the Lexington Paris area and love animals like we do, we want you to join us in our life-saving work. Sign up today to become an animal foster or volunteer by visiting our website at www.pawspets.org. That's P-A-W PawsPets.org.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Be sure to stretch out before listening. We don't want you to pull a hammy.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Listen to that crowd, Mary Jo. Oh, they were fired up at this point in the game.
Johnson escapes again, and he converts with his legs one more time, and nobody's got an angle on him. Steven Johnson finally runs out of gas inside the 10.
He didn't run out of gas. He let him. He let him catch up to him. He gave himself up on that play. He said, you know what? Let's eat some clock. But did you hear that crowd? They thought, all right, we've just scored. We're going to hold UK on defense here, and then we're going to go down and tie this football game. Didn't happen. Dennis and Berea Good morning. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Good morning, everybody. How's everything?
Good.
Lovely.
But I do got some good news. Yesterday, my son and his wife, they did a gender reveal party out there to their house, Bowling Green.
Yeah.
And he had to shoot this box, and inside the box was the color of the baby. And he didn't even know, his wife didn't know.
He had to shoot what now?
A box.
Okay.
And inside the box was the color of the baby in a type of smoke. Well, it was definitely a color I wanted to see, and that was Chicago Bear Blue.
Yeah, baby!
Oh, yeah.
Bears.
Or Kentucky Blue.
Well, he knew I was a big Chicago Bear fan, even though he didn't know. He shot it, and when he saw the color, he fell to his knees. I fell to my knees, and then at the end of the day, UK had a barbecue in Columbia.
Well, yeah. Congratulations, Dennis. That's awesome.
Dicka versus a hurricane. Wait a minute. Trick question. The hurricane's name is Dicka.
the baby's name is going to be Caden James.
Oh, that's a nice name. That is a nice name.
But they predicted the delivery date, Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, you won't have to worry about missing a Bears game.
Oh, I knew that was coming.
I knew, but I don't care. I don't care.
No, that's way bigger.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But to watch UK do what they did, and you're seeing this team act totally different now. If that was a team from 4 or 5 years ago, it would have been an upset blowout. We would have walked away.
Even a couple years ago, yeah. There's no doubt about it.
And you saw a team that's, okay, you scored first. We got 59 more minutes to go here. Let's just take this to the house, get the bucket of KFC, and we'll just eat away.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, thank you, Dennis. We got to run out of town. Appreciate
Congratulations.
It. Congratulations. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, that was one of the most impressive things of the Stoops era yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's top three, no doubt about it. This is a different team. Will they be different against Florida first time in 30 years?
We'll be back to talk about it next Saturday from 10 to noon.
On the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I can still see the light at the end of the tunnel shine through the dark times, even when I lose my mind. But it feels like no one in the world is listening, and I can't ever seem to make the right decisions. I walk around.